If you like listening to Makeshift Stories, you can help us out by posting a review on iTunes or any of your favorite podcast services. Thanks for your support.
Is there a place in time where logic breaks down and wonderment begins? Could that be somewhere or sometime along an indefinable line between the reasonable and the highly unlikely? Makeshift Stories presents a monthly journey into the improbable.
New technologies are generally understood to make our lives easier. Today, we can fly across a continent in a few hours versus weeks if we walked. Mechanical dishwashers help us clean up our kitchens, cars, computers, cell phones, automatic doors, robots, and the Internet of Things. The list goes on. All make it easier for us to live our lives. Or do they? How many hours do we end up spending to try and get the conveniences around us to do what their manufacturers claim they should? Aiden, an overwhelmed office worker, decides he needs help to take care of the routine things in his life. He discovers a new home automation hub designed by a small, obscure company that can control all the internet-enabled devices he has purchased to make his life easier. The hub's manufacturer claims its product will simplify the buyer's life, but when Aiden attempts to set his up, it does not appear to follow directions, causing problems at his work. Fed up, he calls tech support and is granted 3 very special sessions to solve all his complaints. We invite you now to sit back and relax as you listen to episode 109, Tech Support. Somewhere in some time, you might get offered more than a fix for your malfunctioning device.
Aiden paged through the search results, eyes burning after another long day. He sat at a small kitchen table, elbows deep in clutter. He had been working overtime for weeks, which had allowed entropy to take over his life. Piles of junk mail, bags, and wrappers covered every surface they could cling to. It was 3 a.m. He was tired and fed up. Aiden just needed that one thing, the one thing that would simplify his life. His eyes scanned down the 20th page of the Google results. He'd done this search so often that he had memorized each item and was about to give up and spend another sleepless night in bed when his eyes caught something new at the bottom of the page. Harmony, peace, and order in your home. Easy setup. Connects everything. To take control of your life today, visit happyhomegnh.bt. Aiden stared at the URL. BT. What was BT? He had never seen that before and looked it up. BT was the top-level domain for the Kingdom of Bhutan, a small country in the Himalayas. He scanned its Wikipedia article. It was not noted for high-tech products, but Aiden was intrigued. Instead of a gross national product index, the country measured success as gross national happiness, or GNH. How could he resist? He pulled out his credit card, and after several failed attempts, the website had the most complex shopping cart he had ever seen. It wouldn't let him through until he had completed an extremely detailed questionnaire. Finally, he managed to order one Happy Home Harmony GNH Mark II Hub Express one-day delivery, which cost an extra $100, then went to bed. But Aiden could not sleep, his mind whirled, consumed by deadlines and anticipation, anxious thoughts that looped back despite his attempts to put them out of his mind. After a restless night, he finally got out of bed at 6 a.m. It was too early to go to work, so he checked his email and found an order confirmation with a tracking number from sales at happyhomegnh.bt. Aiden clicked on the Track My Purchase link and found that his hub was still being custom built and would ship shortly. Estimated time of delivery was 6 to 10 business days.
I thought they said one day,
he complained to himself, then got ready for work.
What did you do last night?
Olivia woke Aiden, who had done a faceplant into his keyboard. He struggled to pull himself up without looking embarrassed.
Couldn't sleep,
he admitted groggily, then shrugged.
Anxiety or excitement, I guess. I don't know. But I didn't get out of here until 2 last night, and I'm still behind. It's been like that for weeks now. No time for anything.
Olivia sniffed the air.
You really need to get a laundry service, Aiden.
She was the only person in the company that he could almost call a friend. But recently, he found himself so snowed under with work that he rarely had time to talk to her. Olivia handed him an acrid cup of reheated coffee.
Here, this'll help.
She smiled and sniffed again.
Maybe you could get a maid service or something. I don't have the time to shop around for one. Besides, I can't afford it. If it wasn't for Rachel quitting 6 months ago, I wouldn't be here until 12 every night. Have you heard anything about them filling her position? Rumor on the floor is they're downsizing.
Olivia offered reluctantly.
Great.
Aiden said sarcastically, then leaned back into his well-worn chair, tentatively sipping the steaming coffee.
I think I found something online last night. It's a home automation hub. Connects to everything.
He pulled at the collar of his shirt, then sniffed.
Even washers and dryers. I could be doing my laundry right now. The hub connects to fridges, coffee makers, TVs, stereos, doorbells, lights, even robotic vacuum cleaners. Must have cost a lot,
Olivia noted.
Yes, but it's cheaper than a maid and does more. Helps to organize your home and your life. It's new. It just appeared online last night. What's it called? Maybe I should get one too,
Olivia suggested.
I can't quite remember. House Hub or something like that. I'll text it to you later. Thanks for the coffee. My treat next time. I've got to get back to work. Are you sure you don't need any help? Thanks, but it's not the kind of stuff you could do.
Olivia shrugged and walked away. Exactly 20 business days later, Aiden arrived home to find a package that looked like it had been dragged on the ground all the way from the Himalayas, jammed carelessly behind the screen door. The crumpled box had a nearly worn-off, smiling home sticker on one side. Concerned, he unlocked the door quickly, picked up the package carefully, and walked into his house.
No wonder it's so late,
he grumbled as he counted the number of waybills taped to the crumbling cardboard. Remarkably, when Aiden peeled away the outer layer, nested in what looked like a mixture of wood chips and wool, was a pristine shrunk-wrapped box. The statically charged packing materials clung to the plastic wrap and Aiden's hands. As he tried to brush them off, the pesky things only clung on more aggressively. Finally, after using a wet towel to extricate the annoying stuff, Aiden could open the box. It was constructed with heavy white cardboard embossed with a smiling house on the lid. There were no other markings. He cut impatiently through the seals with a kitchen knife and lifted the lid off. Inside, he found an onyx-colored metal cylinder sitting in molded gray foam and a card addressed to him. He read it aloud.
Dear Aiden, congratulations on choosing the Happy Home GNH Mark II Automation Hub. This product has been custom-built to meet your specific need by our expert craftsmen. The GNH Mark II is a transformative device designed to make you simplify your life. You will not regret your purchase, as your life will be changed. We guarantee it. Should you require help with setup or support for the product, please contact our 24/7 support line. Number found on bottom of your new hub.
Aiden stared at the card.
Designed to make you simplify your life.
He repeated, then wrote it off as bad translation from... What did they speak in Bhutan? Tibetan? And turned his attention to the hub. He carefully removed it, placing the device on the end with the translucent plastic collar, then removed the foam packing to look for more documentation. Finding none, he put the box aside and examined the device. There was a power cord protruding from the side near the collar. Picking up the hub and turning it over, he found a sticker on the bottom with the words, instructions underneath, read before using, and a 1-800 number. Aiden peeled the sticker back and read the directions. 1. Place the GNH Mark II in a central location. 2. Write down name and password for your home Wi-Fi network. 3. Plug unit in and wait until you hear 3 chimes. Let yourself relax. In a loud, confident voice, say, "Set up my happy home." When the unit announces it is ready, then say the name and password you previously wrote down. 4. The unit will acknowledge politely when it is finished. Congratulations, you are now set up.
That's it?
He questioned. Just to make sure he wasn't missing anything, he looked in the box again. Finding nothing, he shrugged and plugged the hub in, then nothing happened. He was about to give up when it suddenly chimed 3 times. They sounded more like some type of bell rather than a beep, Aiden noted, then took a deep breath and commanded,
"Set up."
There was a short pause before a serene male voice responded.
"Basic or enhanced?"
"Enhanced," he said without hesitation.
"Ready,"
the voice proclaimed. Aiden rattled off his Wi-Fi password and network ID. There was a barely audible sound like tiny bells ringing in the wind. Suddenly, the hub went quiet, then the lights went out, and all Aiden's internet-connected devices turned off, then on, in a cacophony of beeps and digital chimes. The serene voice spoke again.
"To better assist you, please tell me your cell phone number."
It wasn't in the instructions, but not wanting to miss an important step, Aiden complied.
"Thank you. I am now installing our mobile app on your phone,"
the box smoothly crooned. Aiden's phone vibrated. He looked at the notifications and saw that a new app had been downloaded.
"You are now set up. Thank you for allowing the GNH Hub to help you simplify your life."
Aiden checked the time on his phone. It was after midnight, but he wanted to check out his new toy before going to sleep.
"Turn TV on to news,"
he tentatively tried.
"Turning on late-night relaxation music,"
the hub replied. Then the house filled with a mellow tune from Aiden's music streaming service.
"Find news on TV."
He rearranged the command, assuming the hub had misunderstood him. When nothing happened, he gave up for the night. He was too tired to figure out what had gone wrong.
"Turn off music,"
Aiden commanded hopefully. The hub dutifully complied, and he went to get ready for bed. At 4 a.m., the alarm on Aiden's phone went off with a scratchy metallic chime. Then the robotic vacuum cleaner started up. Disoriented, Aiden struggled to consciousness. It was still dark outside, so it took him a few minutes to make sense of what was happening. The lights in the washroom and kitchen were on, and he could make out the impatient beeping of the coffee machine and smelt the aroma of its efforts. Down the hall, he could hear the shower sputter to life. Aiden grabbed his phone to shut the alarm off, then saw a notification on the device's small screen.
"Good morning, Aiden,"
it stated in Comic Sans, followed by a smiley.
"Welcome to the new day, so full of possibility."
He stabbed at the phone with a forefinger, trying to stop whatever was going on. Instead, the words, "Personal morning sequence initiated," danced across the screen. Realization suddenly dawned. It was the automation hub. Aiden angrily jumped out of bed and ran to the kitchen, where he had left the hub on the counter. He grabbed the power cord and yanked it out of the wall socket. At first, nothing changed. Then a plaintive beeping sound started to emanate from the hub.
"Shutting down,"
it warned, then added,
"Is this really what you want?"
Aiden arrived at work early, more agitated than usual. By the time he had turned the lights in his section on and dragged himself to the lunchroom to make coffee, he was not in the best of humor. He found Olivia already there, standing at the coffee maker, cup in hand. He sniffed the air and scowled at his friend.
"Flavored coffee, really?" "Good morning to you too, Aiden. I thought that you were working late. Why are you in so early?" "My alarm went off, along with the vacuum cleaner and the coffee maker. It was my new home automation hub. I finally got it, 3 weeks late. I set it up last night. The clock must be off or something. It overrode my alarm settings and turned everything on at 4 a.m. Have you checked your work email yet? No, it's 5:50 a.m. Why would I do that? And why are you in so early? The report we finished yesterday? We all got an email at 5 a.m. this morning. It's not going to fly. The client changed their mind. It needs to be redone by the end of the workday. You're joking, right? Read your email,
Olivia encouraged impatiently. Aiden glowered at her, avoided the saccharine-scented coffee machine, made a cup of instant instead, then left for his cubicle. He had only walked a few steps before his cell phone buzzed. Annoyed, Aiden pulled it out and swiped it on. It was a notification from the Home Automation Hub app reminding him to plug in the GNH Mark II, so it could, in quotes, continue to simplify his life. The app proceeded to remind him every 15 minutes until, frustrated, he tried to uninstall the thing. It turned out the only way to do that was to reset his phone to factory defaults. Aiden swore, turned the cell phone off, then focused on the report, determined to finish early so he could get home and give the happy GNH company, or whatever it was called, a piece of his mind. Aiden closed the front door of his townhouse and turned his phone on for the first time since the morning, fully expecting an onslaught of notifications from the miscreant Hub app. Instead, there was a message from his supervisor commending him for turning around the changes on the report so fast. He swept the message off the tiny screen, then eyed the inert Hub sitting on the pass-through between the living room and kitchen. Aiden was surprised and put off when he looked for the support link on the website. Who in the 21st century wouldn't have online support? Not having a choice, he reluctantly got up, grabbed the Hub, turned it over, and wrote down the 1-800 number from the bottom. He dialed and waited an unusually long time, hearing what he suspected were ancient switches click as they routed his call. Finally, he heard a ring, then the polished voice of an automated attendant answered.
Thank you for calling GNH Technologies. Your call matters. Press 1, 2, etc.
Instead of listening through the menus, he pushed 0, hoping to get a human rather than a pre-canned message. The recorded voice immediately stopped, replaced by a ringtone. 1, 2, 3, 4, then 5. Aiden was working up his indignation, rehearsing what he would say, when a young woman abruptly answered.
Good evening, Aiden. My name is Amber, and I'm here to help you. I assume that you are experiencing a problem?
Thrown off by the pleasant greeting, his anger dissipated, and he found himself struggling to put a sentence together.
The Hub was... How do you know?
Your name? Mr. Heimbecker, it's tied to your support number. They're unique to each of our valuable clients and connects you to a customized automated voice system tailored to meet your specific needs. Had you listened to the options, you would have discovered this. But when a customer exits their personalized automated attendant, we at GNH pay attention. Aiden. Hope you don't mind if I call you Aiden.
She didn't wait for him to reply.
In recognition of your unique situation, Happy Home GNH has granted you 3 intensive one-on-one consultations with a highly trained support specialist. I have been assigned to your case. Do you accept?
I guess.
Aiden stumbled.
Thank you. By accepting, you have agreed to the terms in our end-user agreement, the full text of which will be mailed to you. I am now your support coach.
Only 3 sessions?
Aiden complained.
80% of our customers who abandon their auto attendant find that they are completely satisfied after their first call. It is extremely rare, indeed, that 3 are needed.
Okay,
Aiden replied skeptically.
How do we start?
Simple. Tell me about what went right for you today.
I don't see how that's relevant. I phoned about the Hub. The stupid thing is not working right.
Our approach to customer support is admittedly unique, but it is effective.
Amber continued without missing a beat. Aiden almost hung up, but something made him stay on the line.
Okay, I'll play along for now, he warned. My supervisor complimented me for finishing the rewrite of a report early.
Great, you've gone right to the heart of the matter,
Amber encouraged in a chipper, upbeat tone.
And how did you manage to do that?
I ended up at work 3 hours early because your crappy hub malfunctioned, reset my phone alarm, and turned the vacuum cleaner on at 4 a.m. I was angry at the hub and got the work done as fast as I could to get home and give you a piece of my mind,
Aiden admitted.
Okay. Sounds like you needed the extra time to rewrite that report, and the Mark II woke you up early. Is that correct?
Yes, but that's not the point. I didn't tell it to do that,
Aiden complained, beginning to get annoyed.
The thing is not working right. How am I supposed to program it anyway? There's no instructions.
I'll recap for you, Aiden. You finished the rewrite in time. In fact, you finished it early. Have I stated the situation accurately? I assume this was a good thing. You made an unreasonable deadline and got home early for once. I don't see the problem. Everything appears to be fine,
Amber stated in a calm, logical voice.
Yes, but that's not the issue. The hub is not doing what I tell it to do,
Aiden insisted.
You want the Mark II just to follow commands? Nothing else?
Amber confirmed.
Exactly. That's why I called.
Aiden almost yelled into his phone.
You are sure that will make you happy, Aiden? Following commands and providing assistance are quite different things. It will mean putting your hub into basic service mode. You won't be using its full capacity.
Look, when I ask it to play music or turn on the lights, that is what I expect it to do. Not turn on the vacuum at 4 a.m. Do you understand?
Aiden emphasized in a surly voice.
Fine then, Mr. Heimbecker. When you plug your hub back in, it will start up in basic service mode. Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
Yes. How do I program it?
Aiden demanded.
Just tell the Mark II what you want it to do in a clear and present voice. Is there anything else, Mr. Heimbecker?
Questions circled through Aiden's mind, but in his exhausted state, none of them could organize into a coherent sentence. After a few seconds of silence, Amber broke in.
Hearing nothing, I will consider the first of our 3 special support sessions to be complete. Good night, Mr. Heimbecker, and have a simple, rewarding life.
With that, the attendant hung up, leaving Aiden wordless, listening to the hum of the dial tone. He put the phone down and stared at the hub for a moment, trying to figure out if he was angry with the attendant or just mystified by the conversation with her. Figuring there was nothing to lose, he reached over and plugged the Mark II back in. Nothing happened for a few minutes, then it beeped twice and the ring around its base glowed green.
TV on,
Aiden experimented, expecting nothing to work. But the TV actually turned on.
Vacuum hall.
The vacuum whined to life and wheeled down the hall to start cleaning.
Order groceries.
Aiden could see the touchscreen on the fridge jump to life. Then he checked the time on his phone. It was 6:14 p.m.
Set alarm, 6:15 p.m.,
he commanded and waited. He watched his cell expectantly. When the digital display dutifully clicked over, the phone's alarm chimed. It was beginning to look like the money he had spent on the hub hadn't been wasted after all. Satisfied, he cooked dinner, then spent the rest of the night playing a video game with his online friends. The sun was already touching the top of his bedroom window the next morning when he woke to his phone's urgent ringtone. Its display read 11:45 a.m. Aiden cursed and threw himself out of bed. His cell phone rang again. This time, he swiped its glass surface in time to catch the call.
Aiden, where are you?
Olivia queried urgently.
You missed the department meeting. Are you okay?
I slept in. My alarm didn't go off. It's the stupid hub again,
he accused, then rushed to get dressed. After a harried day, Aiden arrived home in a foul mood at 11 p.m. He had almost missed the 1 o'clock executive group meeting where his report was to be presented and spent most of the time trying to avoid the acid glare of his supervisor. The meeting was followed by an intense session in his supervisor's office, where he had been directed to make the changes discussed in the meeting before he left for the day. There was also a pointed reminder that the company had a long waiting list of qualified people who wanted to work there. After several tries on the front door keypad, he had been forced to use his backup key, and once through the door, none of the automated lights in his house turned on. The green ring at the base of the Happy Home Automation Hub cheerily blinked at him as he groped in the dark. Finally locating a light switch, he dropped his bags in the hall and headed for the kitchen, grumbling to himself. He found the piece of paper he had used to scribble the tech support line on, partly hidden under a plate full of congealed pasta, and pulled out his cell phone. It died as soon as he turned it on. He hadn't charged it, he realized, and threw his hands up in frustration. Then something began to ring. It took him a few moments to realize what it was. His old landline. He couldn't recall the last time he had used it, and had intended to cancel the service, but hadn't yet got around to it. Aiden looked around with no luck. He remembered seeing the thing a few weeks ago, but where was it? In the living room? After a dozen taunting rings, he finally found it under a stack of flyers near the front door.
"Hello?"
he yelled impatiently into the receiver, expecting a junk call from some hapless call center halfway around the world.
"Mr. Heimbecker?"
a vaguely familiar female voice asked.
"Look, I don't want your..."
"Aiden? I hope you don't mind that I used your first name. This is Amber from tech support at Happy Home GNH. I felt that our last session wasn't as comprehensive as we would normally like to see, and thought that you may still be having some issues that we needed to address."
Aiden stood listening to the static on the line, deciding how he should reply.
"Too weird,"
he finally said.
"Amber, if that is your real name, how do you know that I'm having problems with your stupid hub? Are you spying on me through the mobile app? You know, you can't uninstall that thing. I tried. It's all garbage. I'd like to..."
"Please calm down, Aiden. This is just a routine follow-up. Based on our extensive customer data, which shows that initial calls under 5 minutes, 98% of the time, require additional support, and you fall into that category."
"How do you get this number?"
Aiden asked suspiciously.
"From the online survey you filled out when you made your purchase, Mr. Heimbecker. Do you prefer being called Mr. Heimbecker?"
"Okay,"
Aiden said, calming himself. She was right. There was no need to get paranoid.
"But your stupid hub, it's still not working right, and I want to return it."
"Absolutely. You can return the product as per our end user license agreement. However, you must complete the 3 special support sessions first, and if you are still unhappy after the 3rd, we'll refund your money. Now, can you explain the current problem?"
"My alarm didn't go off in the morning, making me late for work, and the lights didn't switch on when I arrived home today. You said it would do what I told it to do. It's still not working."
"Let me check our records. I see what happened. At 6:44 p.m. yesterday, you had the Mark II set your alarm for 6:45 p.m. At 12:14 a.m. this morning, you asked the Mark II to turn the lights off. Looks like the hub did both, so it appears to be performing perfectly in base mode, which is what your file states you asked for."
"But that's..."
"Exactly what you asked it to do, Mr. Heimbecker. It is obvious that you need the more enhanced personal assistant mode. With the added functionality, the Mark II can anticipate more of your needs. Is that your wish, sir?"
"I don't have time for this,"
Aiden complained.
"I wish you'd just make this stupid thing work. It's supposed to simplify my life, right? Make it do that or refund my money."
"Then I take it I have your permission to change the mode settings to..."
Aiden slammed the phone receiver down. There was something very satisfying about the physical act, rather than punching a virtual button on a glass surface. The Mark II chimed twice, the green ring at its base turning from green to aqua, then flash a brilliant white, momentarily blinding him. He rubbed his eyes, anger beginning to flood into his veins, then noticed the kitchen seemed somehow less cluttered. It was subtle. Some things were missing from the counters. But he couldn't quite place a finger on what. When he looked around the living area, the same thing had happened. Aiden wrote it off as a side effect of being overworked. He had probably cleaned up and had just forgotten about it. He was going to check his email, but couldn't find his laptop and remembered that his phone battery was dead. Aiden thought he had left the laptop and his valise in the car. Too tired to go and get them, he decided to simply go to bed. The next morning, Aiden arrived at the office on time. He fell into his seat and anxiously checked his work email box for incoming messages. It was unusually empty. He leaned back in his chair. He had a small client request to deal with. Beyond that, his day was looking clear for once. Feeling a sense of relief, he reached into his pocket for his phone. When he pulled it out, the battery indicator flashed once, and then the screen went black.
"I swear I charged it,"
he mumbled, then made a note to check his power adapter when he got home.
"Okay,"
he said to himself, adjusting to the novel situation. It was 2:30 in the afternoon when Olivia found an unusually relaxed Aiden cleaning and organizing his desktop files. He turned to greet her.
"I haven't had time to organize myself for months,"
he grinned.
"Didn't you see the emails?"
Olivia demanded angrily.
"No, nothing's coming in."
He moused over to his mail client and opened it.
"Look, my in-basket's empty. You better talk to IT, something's obviously wrong."
Olivia pulled out her phone, thumbed it on, then pushed it at him. Aiden immediately tensed up.
"I've covered for you up to now, but we have to get this done for tomorrow morning. How could you miss this? Didn't you see my texts on your phone?"
Aiden's face reddened.
My phone didn't charge last night. It died as soon as I got in."
Exhausted, Aiden got home at 1 a.m. After Olivia's visit, it had been one of the most stressful days of his life. He just wanted to relax for a while, so he told the Mark II to turn the flat screen on and play his favorite movie, Blade Runner, the director's cut. He settled onto the couch as the wall-mounted screen flashed on. But instead of the dystopic booms and distant synths of the opening theme by Vangelis, the mellow tones of shakuhachi meditation music drifted into the room, accompanied by a video of a rainforest. Aiden sat up and glared at the Happy Home GNH Mark II. He had had enough. Angrily, he grabbed his cell phone. Remembering it was dead, he threw the useless thing on the couch and dug around the room for his landline. The piece of paper with the tech support number was still beside the phone. He impatiently punched in the number and was surprised that his call was answered before it even rang. Thinking about that, he wasn't even sure that he had entered the last digit.
"Good evening, Mr. Heimbecker."
Amber's calm voice only heightened Aiden's frustration.
"I've had it with your stupid hub,"
he hissed, barely controlling his voice.
I'm sick of this stupid tech junk around me."
"Are you sure, Mr. Heimbecker? This is your last special support call,"
Amber reminded him.
"Yes. Get it out of my life. Is that clear enough?"
Aiden griped, then slammed the receiver down with satisfaction. He sat for a few minutes, calming himself, then realized that in his anger, he hadn't specifically asked about the return process. He wanted his money back. Aiden quickly dialed the number again, but it was disconnected. "Right," he reminded himself. That was his last support call. He fished his laptop out of his valise, and as soon as it had finished booting up, he opened a browser and typed in the company's domain name, then waited, watching an arrow chase itself in a circle for way too long, before the browser presented him with a sad face and the words, "This site cannot be reached." Aiden tried several web searches, which turned up nothing. Finally, he gave up and went to bed. Exhausted, he immediately fell asleep. The next morning, Aiden walked into the office exactly at 8:30 a.m. The old-style wind-up alarm clock had performed flawlessly, although he didn't remember buying, winding, or setting the alarm on it. He couldn't find his cell or laptop before he left home, and he had somehow misplaced his automated coffee machine. He assured himself they were somewhere in his house. he noted that the office was a lot busier than usual. There seemed to be three times as many staff. It was noisy as well. There was a constant mechanical clacking he couldn't quite place. Many of the new people were pulling paper folders out of filing cabinets and checking off lists on clipboards before placing their files on carts with other folders and hurrying off.
When had they moved the filing cabinets in from dead storage?
Aiden wondered. And why? He weaved his way through the office to his cubicle and sat down at his desk and stared in disbelief. His computer was gone, replaced by an ancient typewriter. He stood up and looked over the sides of his cubicle. Everyone was intently clacking away on mechanical keys as if nothing was wrong. Confused, he sat down again and noticed an in-out basket on the corner of his desk. The in-slot was overflowing with files, and on the top was a pink slip with a hand-scribbled note from his angry boss.
Thanks for listening to Makeshift Stories 109 Tech Support. We hope that you've enjoyed this month's episode. As always, if you like what we are doing, please tell your friends about us, or write a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, or check us out on Facebook. We love hearing your comments, so send us an email to makeshiftstories@gmail.com or visit our website at makeshiftstories.com. And thanks to all those from all over the world who have already emailed us. We release a new story every month between the 15th and the 20th. To listen to Makeshift Stories on your iOS or Android device, please download Stitcher Radio from iTunes or the Google Play Store. This month's episode was written by Alan B. Hare and read by Mitchell Too. The opening and closing themes were composed and recorded by David H. Makeshift Stories is released under Creative Commons, non-commercial attribution, no derivative license, which means that you're free to share our stories. Just remember to credit us and don't alter anything.